right now on VFN TV, we have an interview with Charles Simpson from one of the leaders in the Charismatic Renewal Movement, speaking specifically about the renewal movement. Also, this sensing that he's having and we're having about the coming explosive harvest is coming. We're talking about how God's going to be raising up pastors. It's very important to be able to have. Also, how the church goes from families to tribes to nations. And today, are we actually making disciples? Are we replicating like God's called us to do? That's right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
We're continuing our interview with Charles Simpson, one of the leaders in the Charismatic Renewal Movement, talking about the renewal movement. Also, we're talking about sensing of the explosive harvest is about to come. The pastors are going to be raised up. Maybe you're one of those pastors. In addition, how the church goes from families to tribes to nations. And are we making disciples today? Are we doing what God called us to do? Let's join the interview now.
I don't have a problem with discipling somebody who's going to pastor a church, an institutional church.
Right.
The problem I have is if the constituency doesn't ever make disciples,
right,
that explains why we have lost the culture.
Mm. Yeah.
And why we're losing our children.
It's almost rebellious in the American culture to do what God says.
Well, in the natural culture, it is. I mean, the natural doesn't receive the things of the Spirit.
But even in the church, as you say, somebody says, you know, I'm going to go tell somebody about Jesus. Oh, they found Jesus. I'm going to teach them about Jesus, and I'm going to disciple them. And then that one does. Next thing you know, you have the thing they would call a movement, but you just basically have people getting saved that are following God, becoming a disciple, who make disciples. And they felt, I know they felt threatened historically in the 60s and 70s when you guys are watching what God's doing and getting you got credit for what God was doing. And then some people felt threatened that it was going to be a new denomination or something versus it's just something God's doing.
Well, I don't know a church where it's happening that way. Mm-hmm. I know of groups where it's happening that way. And I wish if somebody listening to this knew of such a church that they would let me know.
Okay.
I would be very tempted to go and join it and learn.
Right.
Because
In America.
Mm-hmm. What I see is discipleship is looked upon as what happens on Sunday.
Right.
And or in Sunday school.
If mentioned at all, that's a word you don't hear mentioned much.
Right. And it's that's fine. Mm-hmm. But the replication at a personal level, I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Now, it must be happening somewhere, mm-hmm, but it's certainly obscure as far as I know.
Right.
And that concerns me greatly because Jesus' last words were, "Go make disciples."
Yes.
And
teach them to obey all.
Everything I taught you,
yeah,
and I'll be with you. Well, I'm not seeing that on a personal level.
Right.
And we've institutionalized the process with schools and seminaries and whatever else we have to make disciples. It's not personal, and the people who go through it are not personally making disciples.
Right.
The exceptions to that are usually outside the church, parachurch.
Right, right.
And that's a shame because the church has the tools to do it if the people will take responsibility.
Hey, we're sorry I had to interrupt this interview. We're going to come right back where we left off after this break. Be sure to comment below. We want to hear your thoughts on what we're talking about. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre.
No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. That's why I want to bless you with my book for free. That's right. I'll cover the cost of the book. You invest in the shipping and handling. I mean, there's nothing to think about. It's free. Claim your book. Don't wait a second longer and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
I pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic,
for which it stands, one nation under God.
One nation under God.
With one nation under God, indivisible.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I know when the Lord called me to be what we're doing right now, outside of this, you know, in our expression, that I said, "Well, Lord, I'm ready to learn. It's going to take 5 years, 10 years. We'll just meet together until you just tell us what's next." He took over. I mean, it wasn't, but one Sunday, and people just started coming. Holy Spirit just started bringing people, and then they started reproducing, like, wait a minute, oh my goodness. And then you realize, I'm responsible for what I reproduce, right? And then I just briefly, you know, knew the wisdom that, you know, the Ken Summerall had shared with me and your experiences. I'm thinking, like, you know, that's when VFN Family TV was birthed, because at least we could have a plumb line going over it, what's going on. And then we began to reproduce. We went, you know, launched out with different church plants. Was really not church plants, it's people going and beginning to share the gospel and people getting saved. And it was happening in a couple places in Texas, South Florida, Okinawa, New Jersey, just different places started happening. And then all of a sudden, you know, we started seeing things kind of drawing back. Then we see things, well, we need this hub area where we can focus and support all that, right? It reminds me of your book, the cells, y'all walked
park
in the building and never came back out again. And it was like, once people moved into a building, any kind of, it doesn't matter what kind of building it is, but once they move into a building, it's like, okay, darkness take over, and it's this whole other thing begin to happen. And it was like, but yeah, you got the other thing going on that, okay, it's wild growth going on, and you're responsible for what you're reproducing. And three out from you, it's like, what are you doing? And we had some weird things happen. Without having the Holy Spirit, I think it's possible, because the Holy Spirit is the one that brings the fear of God. He's the one that reminds you. He's the one that backs you up in what's going on. When you speak, the Holy Spirit moves and convicts the hearts. And of course, we had some just so many things going. I remember that we had to go to a church and try to help them, like, you know, this thing's got to end. This is not good. This is a terrible place to be, to have to talk to folks and just go, this is not good, because you got the leadership, but then you have the people, and it was just wild. But God began to show that, like, you know, this is, your motives are totally wrong. What you're doing is wrong. And literally, it just wasn't of God. But it was being done in the name of God. It was like three out, you know. It was like, oh my goodness, what do you do with this? It's like, ah! You know, that makes you want to run into a building and go, okay, we'll never have to do that again, right? But then you die there. So you're in that place, right? You're like, it's happening, it's exploding, but you got all that kind of stuff going on, good things, bad things, weird things. So.
Yeah, all of the above.
That's a terrible place to be, that you're having to go out there and go, I know, I know they're talking about God. I know you're praying. I know this is going on, but this ain't right, you know?
Well, if you read the book of Acts,
right,
it's what you're talking about.
Right.
The book of Acts is so diverse. I mean, it's powerful. It starts with an explosion.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they go to jail, they get beaten. Right. All these different things are going on, good and bad, but God's using it all. Mm-hmm. And we started with an explosion. And we had all kinds. I was in meetings where 50 or 100 people get baptized in the Holy Spirit at one time. And just amazing.
Right.
I would see word of knowledge operate or something prophetic happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could hardly sleep at night.
Right, right.
And then I went to a conference in California, Northern California, and one of the guys wasn't related to me, but he was in the stream of one of the other teachers. Mm-hmm. And so I come into the meeting, and there's probably going to be 1,000 people there. And he's got booklets in the seat, passed out all over the auditorium. And it tells a person how to go through this Masonic-like ritual to become part of the church. And I freaked out. I said, here, I'm speaking at this group.
Right.
And this guy's already got this thing in motion.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right there.
And
about.
So I went to him and I said, I'll tell you what, you gather up all these booklets right now and burn them, or I'm getting on the plane and I'm heading home and I'm not speaking here.
Right, right.
And he gathered them up reluctantly. He was upset at me because he spent a lot of money and planning. But
that's what happens. It just, right in the middle of a positive God move, all of a sudden something slides in and puts themselves in that place, including individuals who are looking for self-promotion and advancement of their
own. He wanted to use the principles, and you can do that. You can use good principles to your own advantage. Mm-hmm. And that happens if people are not, haven't died to themselves.
Right.
But yeah, I haven't seen everything, but I've seen most of it. And people tell me horror stories, and I say, I can tell you one worse than that. But you're not, that's not your fault.
That's important to say.
You can, if you are confronted with it and it's your responsibility, deal with it.
Right.
But I began to think, you know, there was a wreck in Africa. Two people collided, and I must have been responsible. I don't know how, but I'm sure I had something to do with it.
I totally understand.
And you get paranoid. You think, I don't want to be close to anybody because they may do something wrong, and then we're going to all get blamed.
I so get that.
Yeah.
I so get that. I know some people watching.
But you can't be that way.
Right.
And if you die to yourself, you'll take risk.
Right.
And you'll love people that won't love you back or might mistreat you.
Right.
I was reading about David. You know, he's running from Saul. He delivers this town, saves their lives. And then Saul goes looking for him, and David says, will they betray me? And the Lord says, yes, you better get out of there. And he just saved him. So anyway.
So that means you could start, you could actually birth a church.
Yeah.
Everybody gets blessed, saved, filled, everything. Next thing you know, they could be turning you in
absolutely.
To be destroyed by the government.
Absolutely. I mean, anything can happen when you're dealing with people. Thankfully, most of the things will be good, but You know, Jesus can bring good out of bad.
Right.
He's a redeemer. He was crucified. How bad is that?
Right.
But he rose again. How wonderful is that?
Right.
And I think if there's a death, if there's something that goes wrong, instead of saying, oh my God, woe is us, you can say, well, the Lord can turn that into something glorious.
Yeah.
And he can. We just have to believe in. Don't mean we want to make things bad happen.
Right.
But
just relax.
If
it'll
it
happen.
Happened, right.
Relax. Don't rush it.
That's right. It will happen.
It will happen. Oh, I hate to interrupt right in the middle of this interview, but we're going to pick right back up where we left off after this break. Don't forget to comment below. We love hearing from you. See you after the break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they work for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. That's why I want to bless you with my book for free. That's right. I'll cover the cost of the book. You invest in the shipping and handling. I mean, there's nothing to think about. It's free. Claim your book. Don't wait a second longer and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, that's so important because so often, you know, we can get so focused because there could be 10,000 wonderful things, but the something bad happens. I mean, how many times in your journey did the adversary just whisper in your ear, like, it's over now, it's over now, it's over now?
Well, he does that regularly.
Right, right. He did it just this morning.
The older you get, the more often he does it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if it gets serious, I just rebuke him in the name of Jesus and remind him that his head has been bruised by the Lord's heel.
That's right.
And you know, we have a choice as to what kind of mindset we're going to have. Mm-hmm. And we can have the right mindset.
I like what you said when we were talking yesterday was, you know, God forgives, but the internet does not.
It never does.
You know, and I think about, you know, when, you know, you're going through this in the 60s and 70s, you have a limited amount of papers, a limited amount of news stations. But today it is, everybody's got a mic.
Oh.
Everybody posts something.
Absolutely.
You know, and that, you know, it's a, you know, we have one too. I mean, we're talking to the whole world right now.
Sure.
And we have many, many subscribers like you guys had in your magazine and all the things going on. But so does everybody, so does the people who are not for God.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I think we are contagious beyond what we say and beyond our visibility. I believe that when we have the presence of God, that people know something is different. I know something's different when I go out in the public. I can tell, I could almost guarantee you I know who's a Christian, who's not.
Right.
At least I know who's acting like one at the moment.
Oh yeah.
But there's something that radiates. Light is seen before it's heard. It's seen.
Right.
And I think that if Christians just allow the Holy Spirit to have charge, mm-hmm. they can be used out in the world, even when they don't know it.
Right.
And then there'll be opportunities where you can share your faith or help somebody.
Right.
The church has to become contagious.
Right. Get out of the building. I mean, stay there, warm up, learn, grow, but then go.
It's got to get out of isolation.
Right, right.
And that's what you do to people when they're contagious. You put them in isolation. Eventually, they get over it. Well, right. We got to get out in the public with the presence of God.
Well, I got, you know, you met this morning Paula Curtis. She's in the control room right now. She works at a business, and it was a brand new business, just opened up, and it was just hectic. Everybody was coming to this business, and she was just like this bright light in the midst of all this place, you know. It was just amazing. You just felt the love of God. You felt kindness. Her smile was just all over the place, and she's the reason I came back to the place later on, and I wanted to see her again, and then I saw her a couple times, but you know, some of the reports are, I can't get the numbers exactly right, but the store was kind of rated like very low in the ratings, but their ratings, they made it like to the top 17 or 30 in all their franchises. But it was people filling out surveys about this one lady, mm-hmm. saying how much she's impacted. So the manager right. comes to her and says, whatever you're doing,
right.
keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
That's what we can do.
Sure.
As believers.
Yeah, it's the Holy Spirit that makes us special. Mm-hmm. We're not special in ourselves.
No.
And when the anointing's gone, we're just back where we were.
It's a scary thing, yeah.
But He can build a character in us, and He can make us like Christ. But it's the Holy Spirit that radiates. And right. we have the Holy Spirit in us. Mm-hmm. We just need to be mindful of that.
Right.
And let Him do what He wants to do.
That's so important. And discipling is bringing out what God's already put in somebody, not putting the same thing rubber stamping in everybody's life.
You can't do it.
So I got this. This is a very good question, because this is how you're designed. Do you automatically go to, it's like, oh my goodness, it went from 50 to 1,000 into this administrative mode, and you start thinking, or you like, wherever they're at, whatever's going on, I'll see them again. You know, the responsibility factor, where that happened, and the responsibility was, we begin to teach them many things. Pastors are going to rise up in that. It's so fun just being the church and loving folks and meeting with them. But then you have people being born again, and they need to somehow connect and relate. And what is that? You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to form the very thing that.
I don't.
Yeah, no.
I think I have to know my sphere. I have a series on knowing your sphere.
Right.
Paul said, my sphere reaches to you. Mm-hmm. And he said, you don't have many fathers.
Right.
And I'm your father. So I think
sphere of influence, God gives you a territory, a people. Basically, a people.
It gives you people.
Right.
The thing I know, there are certain people, if they have an issue, I'm responsible to help them.
Okay.
I can't be their response. I can't take their responsibility from them.
Right.
That's enabling.
Right.
And that happens too.
Just tell me what to do. People say that. Just tell me what to do. It's like, well.
I can counsel them. Right. I can tell. There's certain ones I'm right. talking about.
Right.
I could name them.
Right.
I pray for them almost every day. Mm-hmm. That's my sphere.
Right.
They have a sphere. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, when their sphere increases, mine increases, but not necessarily the responsibility.
I understand, yeah.
Their sphere's their sphere.
It's like your son having children. That's his family.
That's right, yeah. And that's a hard lesson to learn.
Yeah, right.
You don't raise your grandchildren, hopefully.
Right, right.
Sometimes you have to. But, yeah, you can't be the parent to a grandchild under normal circumstances. Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing, I just sense, so, you know, somebody that just gives themselves over to the reality of what God wants. I mean, God's not, do you think we're waiting on God, or do you think God's waiting on us?
Hmm. It's both, I guess. I think God's waiting on us a lot of times to be obedient, But I think we have to wait on God for the season and the timing that something's supposed to happen.
Which is the season, like what took place during the season we're talking about, and the charismatic renewal and the Jesus movement. And hey, I hate to break into this interview, because we're going to continue this interview on the next program. Comment below. I want to hear your thoughts. What are you thinking about what you heard? Sharing and talking back and forth with the community really encourages us, but also encourages the community. There's thousands out there that are watching with you, and they love to hear your thoughts and comment, and so do we. Can I pray with you? Oh, before I pray with you, I gotta tell you what's on the next program so you'll be excited about it. We're gonna talk about Hong Kong, how it's a pro-liberation movement, with Charles Simpson, the Charismatic Renewal Movement. We're talking with him about this. Also, that there are only two sides. Everybody talks about there's all these different sides today. There's like 15,000 different choices of everything. The truth is, there's either one or the other. And he's gonna talk about those two choices. We'll talk about that. And forgiveness, it's not an option. It's an expectation of the one who forgave us. And also brokenness, how God uses brokenness. And finally, in that brokenness, he speaks about a trial. Charles Simpson speaks about a trial, how the IRS was basically, somebody was offended, somebody tried to use government, just like they did with Naboth, just like they did with over and over again against people. David, they tried to use the government against David. Well, they tried to use the government to come in, to get IRS to come audit him. But guess what? Out of that came a new law in America. He'll talk about that thing. And it's called the Church Audit Procedure Act, and it's because they were willing to go through that for us, and it birthed good things. We're going to talk about this and so much more, but I want to pray with you right now. Can I pray with you right now? Father God, I just pray a blessing over each one that's watching and listening, God. Lord, I pray right now, Father God, Lord, I don't know if they're with their phone or where they're with a computer or they're watching this on their TV, God, wherever they are, God. Holy Spirit, I pray, encounter them. Begin their great awakening now. Encounter them, I ask you, in the name of Jesus. Stir their hearts. I speak dreams and vision, connectivity, Father God, and flow, Father God. Ears to hear, eyes to see. In Jesus' name, and dear God, end abortion, sin, revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.